Week 6 locker room chats continue here on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet, now alongside head coach of the Jackson Heights Cobra Boys. It's Brett Plattner. Two games the last time we spoke, coach. It took on a Riverside Cyclones team in the Northeast Kansas League here at On League Tilt, winning 55-42 in that game. And then also a Class 4A matchup against a Rock Creek team, the number one ranked team in Class 4A here in the Thunder Classic. Coach, tell me about these last two games for you and your team.
Yeah, to start off last Thursday with Riverside, it was a game where I think the team broke out in ways that we knew we were capable of. We hadn't been shooting the ball consistently or great across the board all year, and we struggled to find some consistency within our defensive rotations and our defensive rebounding, and I think that was a game where it kind of came all together, and I credit our guys that, you know, from the jump we brought the energy to the game, and I think through that energy that we played with, you know, diving on the floor for loose balls and, you know, high-pointing the basketball on rebounds, our crowd kind of fed off that energy, and our crowd did a great job of, you know, getting excited and making sure that the boys heard and appreciated the effort that they were giving. And, you know, like I mentioned too, it was a game where we kind of found our shot a little bit, and we've been working a lot in practice about, you know, repping and making sure that we're playing with game intensity when we're practicing these type of shots. And I thought that translated well to the game versus Riverside. And, you know, we had our lead guard who we've relied on for several years now, that and Drake Melly, step up for 27 points. So that always helps as well. And we're able to get a quality win over a quality Riverside team that's 10-2. And, you know, we swing that into the Nemaha tournament on Tuesday versus Rock Creek, and we go there because we think we want to play the best and see the best competition, so that raises our level coming out of that tournament. And, you know, we certainly saw and felt what a number one 4A team feels like with Rock Creek, and they're certainly deserving of that ranking. They just got shot makers all over the floor, about 6'1 to 6'4 across the board. They moved the ball well, they cut well, they play together well, and, you know, whether it's a hand contested or we feel like we rotated well, they were making shots at a high rate. But at the same time, I thought we did things nice ourselves. We moved the ball pretty well in spurts, hit some shots in some spurts as well. And, you know, Rock Creek's a team, like I said, deserving of that number one ranking. And, you know, they beat a lot of good teams besides us pretty handily. So I thought our guys hung in there, and we had some good spurts, like I said. But ultimately, you know, a team like that's, you know, tough to play. And, you know, we're going to turn around on Thursday and tonight and play another quality opponent.
And you kind of hit the hammer on the nail right there with it. You know, you're in this tournament for a good reason, and it's to play high-level competition to go into the second half part of the season. What are some more expectations kind of coming out of this tournament as you're looking for a good finish?
Yeah, I think the important thing is, you know, while we want to win and while we're focused on winning, and we certainly want to win as many games as we can, is, you know, in my opinion, the process is more important than any individual win. And, you know, through that process, we think if we, you know, raise our level of play and see the best competition there is to offer in our area, that will force us to raise our play. And coming out of this midseason tournament, we're going to be put in the best position we can to have success within our own league. So Hayesville campus tonight, like I said, they're a 6A school out of Wichita that's going to present some challenges as well. You know, pretty long and athletic across the board, like we said, and have some high-level guards and shot makers. So we're going to need to do a good job defensively of rotating quickly and certainly making sure that we can limit them to one shot. And on the offensive end, kind of build and find some consistency within things we've been doing as well, you know, moving well off the ball, setting good screens, making sure we're having good ball side cuts and demanding the basketball. And, you know, when that shot opening's there, making sure our feet are ready and our hands are ready to deliver and knock down the shot.
Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week 6 of our locker room chat.
Thanks as always, Quinton.
That was Brett Plattner with the Jackson Heights Cobra Boys. This locker room chat has been provided by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmer State Bank Holton, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop.